June 5, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, the apple of his eye. Opening prayer. Father, help me to remember that I belong to you and am the apple of your eye. Help me remember that I am never forgotten by you. Read Joel chapter 3. The nations judged. In those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people Israel, because they scattered my people among the nations and divided up my land. They cast lots for my people and traded boys for prostitutes. They sold girls for wine to drink. Now, what have you against me, Tyre and Sidon, and all you regions of Philistia? Are you repaying me for something I have done? If you are paying me back, I will swiftly and speedily return on your own heads what you have done. For you took my silver and my gold and carried off my finest treasures to your temples. You sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, that you might send them far from their homeland. See, I am going to rouse them out of the places to which you sold them, and I will return on your own heads what you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, a nation far away. The Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weakling say, I am strong. Come quickly, all you nations from every side, and assemble there. Bring down your warriors, Lord. Let the nations be roused. Let them advance into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the nations on every side. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes, for the winepress is full, and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion, the thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the heavens will tremble. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Blessings for God's people. Then you will know that I, the Lord, your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Never again will foreigners invade her. In that day, the mountains will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house, and will water the valley of Acacias. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all generations. Shall I leave their innocent blood unavenged? No, I will not. The Lord dwells in Zion. Reflect. In what ways do you see the rise and fall of nations fit in with God's justice? Western Christians can be uncomfortable about judgment, yet sufferers of injustice and humiliation are encouraged that the Lord will judge those who have hurt them. The prophecy picks out one aspect of Judgment Day, namely God's verdict on those who scattered his inheritance, his people, and took over their God-given land. It was a repeated pattern in Israel's history, but few displacements were more traumatic than the Babylonian exile. As the land was emptied of its occupants, the surrounding nations moved into the vacuum and took possession. Worse still was how cheaply they valued human life when they sold fugitives as slaves in exchange for instant gratification. The prophecy singles out nations engaged in commerce along the coastline for their greed and slave trade, thereby making the message more specific and reminding Joel's audience that God knows the details of their suffering. Just as the locust plague was earlier a foretaste of the day of the Lord, so God's reversal of these nations' fate in history foreshadows the final judgment. What they have done to God's people will be done to them. The nations are mockingly called to prepare for war, but there is no real contest. They are cut down like grain at harvest in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, Yahweh judges in verses 2 and 12, or the Valley of Decision or Verdict in verse 14. These locations are not geographical names, but theological descriptions of where God will judge. The focus is on Judah and Jerusalem or Zion here, but the principle also applies to Christians, God's people today. He sees the suffering of those who are his and will one day reverse their fortunes and judge those who caused them pain. We are loved, remembered, and precious. Apply. Make yourself aware of places where Christians are being abused and even martyred for their faith. Closing prayer. Lord God, I lift up to you Christians who are suffering for their faith. Encourage them and give them endurance. Help them to trust in the justice you promise.